invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is our opportunity to revel in, to celebrate, to treasure together the gospel. The good news that God, against whom we sinned, rebelled, committed high treason, put ourselves above Him, wanted to be equal with Him, usurped His own position, He stooped to take our position, take our sins on Himself, and pay for them in full on the cross, so that we could today enjoy a relationship, reconciled, restored, that relationship we broke when we spat in His face and disobeyed, dishonored, disrespected. Today, reconciled, brought near, the past gone, the slate wiped clean, every offense covered by the blood of Jesus. So now we can stand accepted, welcomed into His presence, treasured, embraced as that son who had squandered everything his father had, finally humbled himself to return home. It says, I'm not worthy to be anything. Could I be a hired hand slave? Can I work for you? And He puts His own robe, clothes Him in His Father's righteousness, restores Him to authority and a place of honor, which was humiliating for the Father to do. That's what Jesus does for us. He took our place so that we could enjoy His place at His right hand in glory. We'll serve you bread and juice if you're a believer in Jesus. We don't come on our own merits. We've got nothing to offer but our offense, but our rebellion, but our wretchedness. And He clothes us in His perfect righteousness and makes us new and welcomes us in and grabs us and embraces us and will not let us go. He says, no one can snatch you out of My hand. The Father who is greater than Me, you're in His hand, and no one can snatch you out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. He says, I'm holding on to you and I'm not going to let you go because I love you. You're Mine. We can enjoy, we can celebrate, we can treasure that relationship today. So as we serve, if you're a believer, as we serve bread and juice, those are symbols, pictures, representatives, means of grace to us to remind us of who Jesus is and how great a salvation we hold today in our hands. Salvation that we are held by. So treasure that as you serve, once we've all been served as a body of believers. We'll take that together and give thanks. Jesus, we look to You. We worship You, God incarnate, God with flesh on, who became human to rescue the likes of me. You came so that human body could be broken and torn, bloodied and beaten, so that You could receive in Yourself as a slave the wrath that was due to my sin. You took it. And You extend to me Your amazing grace. We now receive every good gift from Your hand and say thank You. His body broken for you, take and eat. His blood, the blood of the human Jesus poured out on the cross to wash away your sin and mine, drink.